It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. If you like the Christmas season, you're sure to be interested in this little booklet that Fibber and Molly will tell you about.
McGee, look here quick.
Hmm?
Isn't that our prudential agent leading a Boy Scout troop down the street?
Let me see. Yep, that's him all right.
Uh-huh.
He must be bringing those kids back home from their evening troop meeting at the school gym.
Now, isn't that just like a prudential agent? Seems to me he's never happy unless he's busy helping other folks get a little more fun out of life.
You can bet your life on that, kiddo. From what our friends around town tell me, their prudential agents are all pretty much the same. Always taking part in community fairs or lending a helping hand to worthy causes. You know, like community chess drives and PTA meetings.
Say, I'm glad you mentioned that, dearie.
Mentioned what?
Lending a helping hand.
Oh?
Our prudential agent dropped by the other day and left one of the biggest helps a family could ask for at this time of the year.
You mean that swell little Christmas carol folder?
Yeah, that's it, McGee.
I thought so.
Now, there is something I'm sure all our friends would like to have. All the words to 11 of the most beautiful carols are in this handy little folder. And it's so easy to get. For your free copy, friends, just call your prudential agent. He'll be glad to get it to you along with the prudential's best wishes for the holiday season.
It's getting along toward dinner time at 79 Wistful Vista. And Mr. McGee, who hasn't been late for a meal in 30 years, is trying to speed things up a little.
Boy, that smells good. I don't know what it is, but sure smells good. Hey, Molly, how soon will dinner be ready? I'm practically...
Oh, McGee, put that cover back on that saucepan and march yourself right out of this kitchen. Come on now.
Oh, gee whiz, I'm hungrier than...
And you can take that bib off and put the knife and fork back on the table. Dinner won't be ready for at least a half an hour.
A half hour? I'll never last another half hour.
You always have.
Yeah, but... Hey, maybe if I helped you with dinner, it might expedite things and we'd get...
Come on now, out. This way. Come with Mama. That's it. Here, now, here's your funny paper. Now, sit right here by the window, and I'll call you the minute...
Hey, I don't want to read. Oh, my gosh.
Now what?
Look who's coming up the walk. Knucklehead.
Who?
Knucklehead Swayze. Fred Swayze. The guy that moved on the block last month. You know, the big pest that he's been pestering me to get him into the Elks Club.
Well, if you hadn't told him you were the high-exhausted muckety-muck or something,
look,
maybe...
Look, I'm going to sneak out the back door, see? You tell him I'm not here.
No, McGee.
Yeah, tell him I moved. Tell him anything.
McGee, come back here. I hardly know the man. Oh, dear, I don't know what to tell this man.
Boy, this roast sure looks good. Hand me the carving knife, Molly. Thanks.
Well, it should be good at $1.10 a pound.
Hey, you sure Knucklehead didn't say anything that might give you a hint about what he wanted? Like, can McGee get me in the Elks or anything like that there?
No, he just said he'd be back later.
Mm-hmm.
Said he wanted to talk to both of us at the same time.
Both of us?
You didn't tell him I was an antelope, did you?
Huh?
Or a moose or whatever it is you call a lady elk. Maybe he thinks I've got some pull, too.
Ah, he's just a big nuisance. How do you want your meat? Is this cut here all right?
Fine.
I can hardly wait to sink my choppers into the... Oh, no. Is that... Can you see? Is it?
Your friend Fred, yes. I saw him crossing the yard.
Dad read it right in the middle of dinner. He'll yak all night if I...
Where are you going? Come back here. You might as well see the man.
Please, not while I'm eating. I'm going out on the back porch. Tell him I went bowling. Tell him anything to get rid of him so we can eat.
McGee, for heaven's sake, this is the...
Boy, this ain't the blithering end. Guy can't even eat his dinner in peace without some knucklehead like Knucklehead Swayze.
Hello there, Johnny.
Oh, look, old-timer, not so loud.
What you sitting out here on the back porch for, hiding?
Shh, my gosh, keep your voice down, will you?
Who are you on the lam from, son? The gendarmes find us still in your basement?
No, of course they didn't find us still in the basement.
Good for you, son. Hit it in the attic, did you? That's the way to do it. Keep them guessing.
I haven't got a still in the attic. I haven't got a still anyplace.
Then what are you hiding from the cops for? Don't tell
me. I'm not hiding from the cops. I'm hiding from Knucklehead Swayze. Dad ratted
him. Shh. Better keep your voice down, Johnny.
Holy smoke. I bet he heard me. Doggone it, why do you have to make so much noise? I come out here to get away from that
guy. It wasn't me doing the hollering, Johnny. It was you.
Yeah, but you were the one that got me started.
All I said was, what are you hiding from the cops for? And you said, I'm not hiding from the cops. I'm hiding from Knucklehead Swayze.
No, if this isn't the... Now you see what you've done with your loud mouth. All right, I give up. What you want, Knucklehead? Oh, it's you, Molly.
Yes, and you can stop shouting now. He only came to the front door, thank goodness. Turn off the loudspeaker and come and eat your dinner.
There's more fun with the McGees shortly.
Your guide to the best in clock radios is the famous RCA Victor name and trademark. And here are three reasons why. First, RCA Victor, world leader in radio, is famous for long-term dependability. And you'll find that dependability built into every RCA Victor clock radio. Secondly, only RCA Victor gives you golden throat tone, a superb tone quality which you'd expect to find only in more expensive radios. Third, prices on these new clock radios are the lowest in the history of RCA Victor. For example, you can wake up to beautiful music with the Reveille model, which sells for as little as $29.95. That's absolutely the lowest price ever for an RCA Victor clock radio. It's just one of a wide variety of beautiful clock radios awaiting your inspection at your RCA Victor dealer. See them soon. Remember the world's best names for quality. RCA and RCA Victor.
Boy, that sure was a swell dinner, Mom.
Well, I'm glad we finally got to eat it.
Yeah.
What goes on with this man? What's his name, anyhow?
Knucklehead. Oh, he's a pest. You know how some people just get on your nerves. This guy rubs me the wrong way like a cross-eyed masseur. Ever since he moved on this block, he's been trying to get me to get him into the Elks.
Well, lots of men want to join the Elks.
Week before last, he pestered the heck out of me to let him bowl on Iron Doc's bowling team, and when I told him no, he showed up next time on the Jackson Brewers team and bowled against us.
Jackson Brewers? Isn't that the team that beat the Sox?
They were lucky, that's all. I was a little off form.
Yes.
He's just a very boring guy, that's all. If he comes around again, just tell him that...
McGee, come back here. Oh, this is the silliest thing I ever... Come in.
Hello, Molly.
Oh, it's you, Dr. Gamble. Come right in.
Thank you, my dear. Where's Wistful Vista's answer to Hurricane Hazel?
McGee? Oh, he's out on the back porch again.
Again?
Every time the doorbell rings. There's a new neighbor trying to see him. Mr. Knucklehead.
I know exactly who you mean. Fred Swayze.
That's it. That man's been over here three times now to see McGee about something.
I know what he wants.
You do?
Yeah, he's been over to see me, too, and everybody else in the neighborhood. You see, Swayze...
Pardon me a moment, Doctor. Hello? Who? Dr. Gamble? Yes, he's here. It's for you, Doctor.
Oh, thanks. Hello? What? She swallowed what? I'll be right over. I gotta rush, Molly. It's an emergency. It's Miss Cuddles.
Oh, dear. What is it?
Well, she and I had a little quarrel, and that was her mother. She said Cuddles swallowed her pride, and she'll see me again tonight if I'd like to drop by. Oh, boy. Gangway, Molly. Happy days are here again.
Is he gone? Is Knucklehead gone, kiddo? I heard the door slam. Is he?
That was not Knucklehead. That was Dr. Gamble.
Oh, him. What'd he want?
Well, it seems he and Miss Cuddleson had a quarrel and they just made up. He was so excited, he just about...
Oh, for the love...
Now, if this is that man again, you stay right here. This is getting a little silly. And besides, Dr. Gamble says he's been to see everybody on the block and I'm curious.
Yeah, but...
You sit still. Come in.
Hello, Mrs. McGee. I'm back again.
Oh, yes. Come in, Mr. Swayze.
Is Mr. McGee... Oh, there you are, Mr. McGee.
Hi, Fred.
I'm sure glad to catch you in, finally. I got something I want to ask you.
I told you before, Fred, I can't get you into the Elks. You see, a guy in my position has got to be very careful.
Oh, I wasn't going to ask you about that tonight, Mr. McGee. No, this is something different. You see, my cousin's coming to visit me tomorrow, and...
Can't get him in the Elks either, Fred. Sorry.
Just let me finish, will you?
Let him finish, McGee.
Now, my cousin's coming to visit us, and I want to give a party for him. Tomorrow night.
Oh, that'd be nice. I'm sure he'd enjoy it.
And since my wife and I just moved in the neighborhood, I thought we'd invite all the neighbors and kill several birds with one stone.
If you want to borrow the stones from me, I haven't got any stones big enough for most of these neighbors.
I don't know. I don't seem to be getting through. Look, I want to invite you both to a party to meet my cousin.
Well, now, we'd be...
Sorry, I can't make it, Fred. Previous engagement.
Whom with?
Huh? Oh, well, old man MacDonald. Yeah, I and old man MacDonald have got some financial matters to discuss, Fred. Yeah, thanks, anyhow.
MacDonald? Is that Prentice MacDonald, Mr. and Mrs. Prentice MacDonald?
Yeah, of the banking family. Very old friend of mine, Prent. MacDonald? Got a date with him tomorrow night. Business matter.
Oh, my.
Oh. Uh-huh. You just don't want to come to my party, do you?
Huh?
Now, for your information, McGee, Mr. and Mrs. MacDonald are coming to my house tomorrow night. To my party. For my cousin.
So what?
So you haven't got any date with them at all. I don't know what makes you so hard to get, but I'm sorry I asked you.
Oh, dear. Look, Mr. Swayze, this is all a mistake.
It certainly is a mistake, Mrs. McGee, and I'm glad I caught myself in time.
So
just stay away from my house, McGee. Understand?
What?
If you show your face around my property, I'll call a cop.
Ah, go fry a pig, Fred.
My cousin has a great many fans around this town, and I thought you might enjoy meeting him.
Any cousin of yours is bound to be a big pain in... Fans?
Who is your cousin, Mr. Swayze?
He's only John Cameron Swayze, the big news expert, that's all. Good night.
John Cameron Swayze?
The man you listen to every night of your life and...
Oh, my gosh. Hey, Fred. Hey, Fred, wait, old man. Hey, I can make it. Wait. Oh, my gosh, Fred. Hey.
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment. Looks like we're starting another busy week, right? But you don't have to sing the weekday blues. You can cheer up your busy daytime hours by letting NBC Radio accompany you. Morning and afternoon, there's an exciting lineup of weekday shows designed to speed those hours along. In the mornings, for example, there's Quiz Fun at its best with The Phrase That Pays, a fast and lively question and answer session with Ted Brown. And you can join the fun on The Phrase That Pays right from your own home and win some grand prizes. Tune in tomorrow and find out how. Another morning favorite brought your way tomorrow is Strike It Rich, the show with a heart, starring Warren Hull as an ambassador of goodwill. You'll enjoy each exciting moment as Warren tries to help people in need from all over the world. And in the afternoon, dramatic entertainment with Just Plain Bill, Stella Dallas, Young Widder Brown, and many more of your longtime friends. Monday through Friday, your best bet at daytime listening is NBC Radio.
Yeah, but Fred, old pal... Look, listen for a minute, will you?
Oh, dear.
When I said me and my wife had a previous engagement, I didn't mean I was... Hello? Hello? Ran and hung up again. Well, you better go to bed, Molly. I got to get this thing straightened out. All right, George, I just got to get to that party tomorrow night and meet John Cameron. Hello, Fred. This is McGee again. I know it's 1 o'clock in the morning, Fred, and I apologize for calling you this late, but...
Good night, dearie.
Good night. No, not you, Fred.
Good night, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed, with Bill Thompson as the old-timer, Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble, and Tyler McVeigh as Fred Swayze. Well, our hero got a little hasty, didn't he? What do you think will happen tomorrow? Will McGee patch up his beef with Fred? Will he meet his idol? This is John Wald advising you to tune in and see.
Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.